Blog Talk Radio.
Is it computer buffering? DJ C. Simon, is it computer buffering? Where's the music? There we go. Hey, he's back! I'm broke. Show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. This week we'll be rapping about 2 weeks of mathematics because I missed last week. I had folks in town, so couldn't really do the show. Happens every time with me. You know, folks come in town, I'm like, we could do the show with you here. It'd be dope. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And then we get drunk and we never do it. So we're back, though. Glad to be back. Glad to be speaking with all y'all. Should be a good show tonight. Should be some interesting conversation. It's been a busy 2 weeks. It's been a lot going on in these streets, and we're going to get to all of it. So if you want to call in, 929-477-3975. Let's go through our introduction. I'm trying to figure out how I want to start the show tonight. It's been a couple of weeks. I like talking about the funny stuff, but there's a lot of serious topics to get tonight. So, you know, we'll take a measure of the room. We'll see. DJ C. Sire is so scared to talk about DJ C. Sire.
Scared. Don't think y'all let me have a personal
time
this conversation with y'all.
Fuck him, girl. Fuck him. I mean, look, this is a show where we all have our opinions. We can argue, we can discuss stuff, we can have difference of opinions, but, you know, that's why I like our show versus the internet. Because, you know, if you get tired of talking, you just tap out. Just hit mute, you know, wait till the next topic. But, you know, you can just talk, and no one's, you know what I mean, what they're going to say to you. You my property anyway. Can't nobody beat me, though. I know. Speaking of Afghanistan and all the problems. Well, DJ C. Sire, welcome to the offering. How you doing tonight?
A little tired, busy week.
All right.
But,
yeah, all good.
All right. I know you're going to be fired up tonight, so get your energy right. Go ahead, get you a shot of tequila, some red wine, and we'll be back with you. I got my big cousin in the house. Big cuz, what's going on?
Yo, I'm down here watching these little young chickens. I guess they're supposed to be some eagles, some birds, but, man, they ain't playing for nothing.
You worried about preseason? Anyway. DJ C. Sire interrupted you. This is your introduction time. It's supposed to be uninterrupted.
Yeah. Good evening. You got me and Kellen here. We're watching the game because we're just so hungry for some football.
Right.
Kellen, sitting back here chilling. Good evening, everybody. And let's go on with the show, man. I don't have any major topics I want to talk about.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll get back. You just always watch yourself, and we'll talk. We'll get the football in a minute. I got my brother Bear on the line, Paul. Brother Bear, welcome to the offering. I forgot what your nickname is. So I'm going to just call you Brother Bear. So Brother Bear, welcome to the offering. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, thank you, sir. I'm doing outstanding tonight. How are you?
Good, good. Can't complain. Can't complain.
Good. How's the honey sauce down there?
Hey, man, it's a lot of good honey down here, man. You got to come on back down to visit. Yeah. I think I have a beehive on my porch, and I got to get my man out here to remove that. You would think us bears would just stick our hands in there and take care of it, but there's a lot of bees circling around my house porch. So it's a little crazy.
You got to put your paw on that.
Well, thanks for calling in. I'll get back to you in a second. Let me get these other folks in. Got my man Blur in the building. Blur, what's happening, my brother?
What's good, man? Thanks for having me on the show. Big up to everybody. Glad to hear everybody's voices. I'm glad to hear we got a few other men on the show because it's something I really want to talk about. And usually I want to hear a women's perspective, but I kind of want to hear men's perspective on this one topic. So I'm looking forward to hearing from everybody.
Good, good, good. And speaking of women, I have my other cousin online. I forgot what your nickname is. What up, cuz? What did I have you as your nickname so I could fill in?
I don't know. Were we using Isla before?
Who?
Were we using my Facebook name? Were we using Isla before?
Nah, I try to stay away from people's Facebook names.
I don't know.
I still don't want to. I don't want nobody to get in trouble. But I'll just call. I'll just call you Tar Heel.
Please don't.
We'll just call you Sister Jade.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, Sister Jade, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the off-ramp.
I'm doing great, man. School's about to start, so my life is about to happen in a whole different way, and I'm just like, hey, I wonder what my cousin is doing on tonight.
You know, we always do on Thursday, 9 o'clock. Glad to have you back on.
Course,
it's been a while.
Of course. Great.
Good to hear your voice as always, cuz. I got my man New York on the line. New York, what's poppin'?
You already know, can't call it. Sound like we got a full house worth of the Olsen twins, yo.
Yeah, we do. It's a full house tonight. And last but not least, just for right now, I'm going to just keep it as a seven. I got my man M Extra Money on the line. M Extra, what's happening, my brother? Good to have you back, man. It's been a while.
Hey, man. This is out here trying to conquer worlds, man, and campaigning. So I'm glad to be back, talk about, chop it up with the off-ramp folks. I just want to say to you, I don't know what you said, Sister Jane or something. I'm glad you did not say or let him put the Tar Heel label on you because we ain't too kindly the Tar Heels around these parts. We all do things. So,
it's funny you say that we ain't keen about the Tar Heels around these parts, but you know, you're in Maryland. Like, you're not even in the
Duke part of the conversation. Because you're a Duke fan. And just wanted to throw that out to everybody.
All right, well, glad to have you on. Hey, we got a full house tonight. Please watch your backgrounds. Put yourselves on mute. I don't mind folks jumping in. If it gets too crazy, I'll put you on mute. Right now, I'm leaving everybody off mute so we can just have an open discussion. But just watch your own background. Put yourselves on mute if you got stuff going on in the background. And feel free to jump in. Just get yourselves off mute. Try to be mindful of other people because it could be a heated discussion. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. So let everybody get their thoughts out. You know, let's have a good discussion tonight, man. You know how we doing the off-ramp? I usually go to everybody and ask what they want to discuss, but I'm going to just jump right in this because I don't know. We'll get to the serious stuff in a minute, but the main thing I wanted to talk about, and I sent most of you the video, this alligator almost ate this woman's hand off, right? So it was like, okay, so backstory. I have been accused of hating women and hating black women. It's hilarious to me, right? So I wanted to always, anytime I want to talk about a subject about a woman, I want to show balance. I want to show how women are one of the strongest species ever created. And I also want to show how women destroy everything. It's my balance, right? This is a story about how I think women are the strongest ever. This woman, I don't know what she was thinking. I know y'all seen the video because I sent it to y'all. If you haven't seen the video, just watch, just Google or YouTube alligator attack, and it should be the first one. Look at the one from August. I don't know what she was doing, though. Like, that was the initial part that bothered me about the video. I don't know what she was doing with her hand. I don't know if she tried to talk to this motherfucker because alligators can't talk. But that alligator approaching her like either he was supposed to be fed or he was telling her, fuck you doing in here without my food. And she was trying to give him the black woman, hold up, hold up. And he grabbed her hand, and yo, she's a G because she didn't scream. This alligator started turning, trying to rip her hand off. She was doing karate flips to keep make sure this alligator didn't take her hand off. And then at one point, like, the alligator just has her hand. A dude who was just standing there, like, decides to jump in on top of the alligator. And he's just talking to her. And she's just like, yo, you just got to get help. Hey, at one point, you're going to have to, like, try to pry his jaw open, but you got to cover his eyes and all this stuff. And the alligator has her hand in her mouth. And it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And I hope all of y'all seen the video. I hope I described it. And, Blur, I'll go to you first. My question about this video, and I want all y'all who've seen it to give your reaction to the video, but I want y'all to answer this question. If you're the dude who jumps on the back of that alligator to save this woman's hand from getting taken off, at what point, when do you get off the alligator? Because I was worried about homie, because you can tell he wasn't a trainer. He was just there trying to be brave. And that's when it got a little dicey. Blur, what you got on the alligator video?
It was, I saw it on the news or like Entertainment Tonight or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly where I saw it. I mean, dude was brave. Chick was strong. She, I mean, you could tell that she was trained. Maybe it wasn't even her first time. But no, once he got on it and she got free and they were trying to coach him through how he getting off, he cool. He was in the position of power. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was scary, but no, you don't just wait till the alligator get tired and then make your move. I mean, he did what he had to do. Crazy white dude, so, I mean, yeah, kudos for him, man, jumping in, taking some action. I don't know if you saw the video I saw, but when they were just snatching the kids away from the glass, that was the funniest shit to me, because the kids were still sitting there watching. The kids were just sitting there watching, like, oh, yeah, they got the alligator, got this lady, got her in a death roll and everything, and the kids are sitting there watching. You can see kids get snatched back away from the glass. Like, the kids were cool, but they ain't freak out. They just sat there and watched. I mean, but the crazy white dude who jumped in on the alligator back, I mean, we need people like that, man. You got to help out your fellow neighbors because then nobody else come to her rescue. So,
Not at all.
Got the alligator nice and tired and then made his escape.
Brother Bear, you've lived with these animals in the wild. Have you ever had this problem? Have you seen the video?
No. So these are uniquely American problems, right? Us Africans don't tend to go out there and engage with alligators, crocodiles, or even bumblebees. We stay our black asses away from stuff like that. So I can't say that I've ever had a situation like that. And I happen to shoot stuff. So I'm not going to just sit there and let an alligator take my hand off and roll around in the mud with an alligator. We're going to have to make some purses, some shoes, some belts or something. Ain't no alligator going to bite me and come out of that joint alive.
Pippin, I like to hear it. Because you live down there with them alligators, man. Did you ever see the video? Did you see the video I'm referring to? All right, Big Cuz probably got us on mute. You got us on mute, Cuz? All right, we'll see if he comes back in. DJ C. Siren, what did you think of the video?
I felt like to have an alligator have your hand, wrist, bottom part of your arm, and she was just sitting there real cool, calm, collected. So, yeah, I thought she was pretty cool for that.
Yeah, props.
She looked around that alligator a couple times. She was cool. I don't know, but the question was, as the man that was rescuing him, when would you get off? Yeah, they were going to have to take that alligator's mouth shut.
Yep.
Before I got off that thing.
Yeah, somebody got to kill this thing before I move.
I'm not moving. I don't care. You can say the lactic acid buildup in the alligator has gotten to the point where he's tired. No. We're going take rope something around his mouth before I go. You're going to have two other people hold his mouth shut before I get off this thing. Something. Because clearly, the person that handled the alligator got.
Yep. Sister Jade, you seen the video?
I just watched it. Yo, I had to show some other people. Like, that's crazy. I thought she was a goner. I don't know, but, like, that guy, that was his job, right? So he was supposed to do that. Like, I don't think it was out of the kindness of his heart, but nobody else could have done it. So he had to do it. Like, she would have.
But see, I don't know if that guy was, I don't know if that guy was working there. I think he was, like, a kid's parent.
Really?
Yeah, he was a kid's parent. He was just there watching.
No, that's insane. No, sorry, Dad. Birthday party over. We watched the lady lose her arm. Like, no. Who does that?
Watch the lady lose.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Sister Jade. I thought you was done. My bad. Go ahead. Would you ask?
What? That was Florida?
It had to be Florida. All this stuff happens in Florida and Afghanistan is the same place. DJ C-Star made a joke. How do we expect to save Afghanistan if we can't even save Florida? And I kind of agree with her. Until we get Florida and Mississippi together, we shouldn't be worried. But we'll get to Afghanistan in a minute. New York, what'd you think of the video?
Look, I know how to fight rats. I know how to fight cockroaches. I know how to fight pigeons. I don't know how to fight alligators, B. That's not happening. That's definitely not happening. Say what? Like, first of all, they were screaming for help. First of all, they just rewind it back to the beginning of the video. When she told the alligator to move back, the alligator was not moving back. It snapped at her hand. Like, what? Like, come on. What? And then they entangle her into the in the trap. And then they yelled for help. The help wasn't coming. And homie jumped in the water and sat on the alligator's back. Like, yo, I'm afraid. Like, I tell you right now, I'm afraid to get my socks and my shoes wet. Because you already know, as a little kid, if you haven't been to Six Flags, King's Dominion, or whatever, you go to the water pout with your shoes or whatever, you put them shits in the dryer, they ain't never going to smell the same, B. They ain't never going to smell the same. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? If it was my lady, I'd probably do it, but I can't do it. I can't do it. Wrestle an alligator in a closed entrapment like that, and you don't have no experience, like, you know what I mean? What do you do? I commend Shorty, you know what I mean? She know her job very well, you know what I mean? She stayed calm, stuff like that. Yo, if an alligator bit my hand and my two, three fingers, especially my middle finger coming off, at that point, I'll be screaming. I ain't even going to hold you. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Right. You are right, yo, because they definitely said, we need help in here about 30 times. And the fact that they had an alligator with an open container and there wasn't quick help lets you know this is Florida. I'm extra money. What you got on the video?
So, two things. One, I think she was already feeding him chicken or whatever the case may be, like they usually do. And I think the alligator definitely mistook her head because she's white. Chicken's typically that color, right, for meat, right, because they're used to getting fed, thrown into the mouth and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like that was kind of situation. And to be quite honest, I think the brother bear over there is comment. That is why people shit. Because if an alligator is approaching and you're saying back up and he keeps approaching, at what point do you move? Right? Because he ain't moving. So I felt like that was she was just a little bit too comfortable thinking that he still isn't a wild animal. Right? Like, and I think that's how people get eaten, or like Sigmund Freud with the tigers and shit. Like, people just underestimate that they have animal instincts, and we ain't supposed to be like just their buddies, right? And so that's the first thing I got. And the second thing I got is I do commend her for being calm, because she talked that dude when he jumped on the back of the alligator, like talked him through the whole thing, like, and still was calm. Because when the alligator did the death roll, I thought the whole arm, like, she was going to pull out. It was just like the alligator just was going to have her hand. That's what I thought the ending was going to be. I thought she was going to lose her whole hand as soon as that joint started spinning. So I don't know how that didn't happen. I don't know how she didn't, when she finally got free, she didn't have a bunch of blood gushing, because I could have swore there's a major artery in your damn wrist somewhere. So I don't know how she, like, did not lose her hand in that whole death roll situation. So I'm questioning the alligator's teeth at that point, because ain't no way that her hand should have survived that death roll, because it did it like 3-4 times. And then my last point is, yo, I don't know, but I guess that's her training, but I was expecting her whole hand to come off. I thought we was going to see one of them horror movie joints where your head gets chopped off and blood was just going to start squirting. I thought that was, I was waiting for that part, like, in the whole video, and it didn't happen. So I questioned the alligator's angst. And then the third part, is my final point is, when the dude was on him, I don't know if I would have moved. Like, she was like, and she coached him too, because she was free at that point. She was like, sit up. And then, like, get off. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm sitting up. Because he was like, I don't know. He did a horrific method about just jumping on the alligator. I don't got me doing that. I got me trying to punch him or something, but, like, keeping my distance or something, because I'd be, like, trying to hit him with something. Like, I don't know if I'm just going to jump on the alligator's back. I probably would have, like, trying to punch him to see if he was going to release her or whatever, right? But I don't know if I would have, like, just jumped on him. And then I don't know, just a blur, but he's pointing out the kids. But did you see him have enough time to throw his phone over to the side too? Like, that's some old white people thing. Like, he wasn't even worried about his own life. Like, he was like, yo, I'm gonna protect my phone and I'm gonna take that joint over and throw it over to the side. Like, I'm like, yo, you got time to think about that? You on the top of an alligator, bro? Like, what the hell is going on with you? Like, you better chalk that phone up, man, once you make that decision. Like, to get in the water, like, but it was a whole lot of that. It was a whole lot to unpack in that little short video, though.
Yeah, and that's why I said it to you. It was a lot going on, but that was the moment that I was like, yo, when you're on top of the alligator, right, so she's free now. So now you can tell he's like, yo, what the fuck, right? And then she's trying to coach him, like MX says, sit up to get off. I'm like, nah, yo, you got to come shoot this thing. Or you got to knock it out. Like, if you hit it in the nose, will it go to sleep? Like, I'm not just going to get up, because I feel like if I get up,
right,
he's going to bite me in my ass. Right?
Yeah. I feel like they need to have a Trent gun or something on the side, something to put these animals down, something. Something got to be close
you
to
gotta
the body
poke,
just in case they get wild.
You got to poke that shit in the eyes, bitch. You gotta put that shit in the eyes. Maybe that shit will work. I don't know, but that shit got locked jaw like a pit bull. I don't know, P. she was mad calm even after. She was mad calm even after the fact. She got her fingers bitten off. That shit is just like trooper. She is a trooper.
Now she has to fail her job review, right?
Like, no, I think she gets an A-plus with 5 stars.
No.
She got her hand in. The alligator went alligator. It's like Cat Williams and Chris Rock said, that tiger ain't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. I mean, it's an alligator. What they do? I mean, they bite shit. And they kill shit. They roll. Like, that's why we there looking at it. So, yeah, but no. she kept cool. She stayed calm. She stayed in control of the situation. When the heat of the battle, she didn't forget her training. I mean, whatever the joint is, like, what's the procedure when a gun in your face? Like, she ain't freeze up.
Nah.
She knew what to do.
Nah, she put her hand up and told the alligator to back up. That alligator don't speak English. You failed your training right there. You put yourself in a position to get your hand bit off. You don't tell no alligator to back up. He don't speak English. You back
well, the alligator, Long clearly door. She knew the alligator, you know what I mean? And she was going to be in position to get her fingers bit off anyway because she was putting her hand in the mouth to show the kid.
Not when she told him to back up.
Look, my
Put
only
your
question
hand back
is,
and get
like,
out.
My only question
ahead,
is, do the zookeepers, do the zookeepers get, like, you know what I mean, if the shit like that happens, do they get some compensation? Do they get, like, 8 weeks off of the job? Like, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure her fingers is hanging off at this point, bitch. She got to see the company or something.
I wonder if they killed the alligator.
Like, I wonder if, like, after an alligator attacks a human, like, does it, I mean, because that's what they do with other animals, right?
With rabid dogs, yeah, but, it's that's how alligator,
like. Alligator going alligator?
Yeah, I think it's different for gators, though, because I've seen enough when animals attack to know it's, like, sometimes it's involuntary for alligators. Like, I've seen it in India and stuff, in Africa. When they have alligators on exhibition, and I think maybe down in Louisiana too, like, because they can't see when something's in their mouth, but when something touches, like, their tongue, or I remember one thing, like, sweat from dude's head, because he had put his head in an alligator mouth for a show, and sweat from his head had dripped, and it automatically triggered the alligator's mouth to just clamp down, like, it's involuntary.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Like, because they can't see, so that's just their natural reflex. It's like if somebody hit you in your knees, your reflex to kick your foot.
All right. Well, we can't stay on this too long. We had 30 minutes in. I made sure Brother Bear called in because I know he's into foreign politics, and I want to get to that Afghan stuff and have a good conversation. But I want to at least do something funny before we got into all this seriousness. But I kind of agree with you, MX, but I feel like her putting her hand up and telling the alligator to back up, like, she was wrong. But you can't be speaking English to an animal. Like, just get out the way. But we will agree to disagree there. So that's it on the alligator. So we're going to go right into this Afghanistan stuff, right? I'm going to just ask Brother Bear, and again, I know MX is really caught up on this. I know, you know, Blur has got some good information, and I welcome all conversation. I'm going to give the floor to Brother Bear. My question is, how did this start? Because, you know, America is getting out of Afghanistan, right? They got crazy videos of these dudes and dresses falling off the plane as it takes off, and I question their intelligence. Like, what type of training did we give them? If they're trying to hop on the wheel of a plane as it takes off. Like, this ain't Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 3. They ain't got no suction cups, and they got dresses on. Like, I feel like they're gonna go into the propeller. But Brother Bear, man, I always enjoy when you talk foreign politics, especially you on that MX when y'all go back and forth. So, Brother Bear, I give the floor to you first. How did we get here? And is this a wrong thing to leave?
No, and the reality is that we should have never been there. The reality is that we went in without a clear mission. We went into Afghanistan 20 years ago, supposedly going trick or treating, looking for dudes in dresses, and we found out that really Afghanistan is just Baltimore, the Middle East, and. The reality is without a clear mission, you can't win the fight. We went over there, and you have people who are supposed to stand up for a government and fight when they haven't been paid in weeks, months, and sometimes years. We couldn't make a good measure of what our foreign policy would be. You can't influence Afghanistan without first dealing with Pakistan. We've never dealt with Pakistan. We've never dealt with the fact that the Taliban have been able to freely move without borders. We've never dealt with the fact that Osama bin Laden didn't actually blow up the World Trade Center. So there was no reason for us to be there in the first place. And when you have people who are hungry, right, and people are offering them food, of course they're going to put down their weapons and go the other way. The Taliban is, by all measure, its own nation. And we went in with a false narrative of nation building, and the reality is the only thing we ever did to the Taliban is bribe them. Like there was no fear of U.S. military. I think if you talk to many people who've been to Afghanistan, they'll tell you that they're shelling them at all hours of the night of the day. There was no fear. There was never a war that could be won. Afghanistan is 2-0. Against superpowers. They whooped Russia's ass in the 70s, and they whooped our ass all throughout the 2000s. And we should have never been there. It's not a winnable war. You can't go into a guerrilla war situation trying to fight a conventional war. And the reality is that the U.S. claims to be an elite fighting force. But in world wars, I mean, apart from World War II, we haven't got a W yet. Lost in Vietnam, lost in Korea, lost in Panama, lost in Cuba.
We won in America.
Maybe the U.S. is getting their ass whooped right now. It's just your capital just got took. You didn't win in America. So,
yeah, 1776, you know, when we like, did, and we wasn't there. There's some white people on here.
America's like 0-10.
They won.
So we're not this superpower that we try to make ourselves out to be, man. And bribery doesn't work when people have real belief, right? If you really believe in something, it doesn't matter how much money you put on the table. People aren't going to take it, and that's essentially what happened. The Taliban couldn't be bought.
And Mexer, what you got on the Afghanistan situation?
I agree. I mean, I you know, it's not often that me and Joe agree on a lot of things, but yeah, man. I mean, I think we were there for the wrong reason. I think that you know, to his point, I mean, they're 2-0, and we knew that though. Like, that was the narrative when we went in. Like, we weren't going to ever win this. I think we knew, like, the day we, you know, that Bush decided to do that and focus all his attention there as opposed to Iraq or whatever the case may be. And I just think that over there, man, we just don't – first of all, we're arrogant as shit. And I think that that's a European value. And I think that, you know, that's why I think that it's important for us to have diversity in our thought, to be quite honest with you, because – I think that if we had a more diversity of our thought, we wouldn't think that we can just go over there and impose our own values on a system that isn't even built that way. And I think that we don't even learn lessons of our own history. Like, right? Like, they thought that they can, or they did, somewhat successfully, right? Because if you think about it, if you go all the way back to slavery, that's exactly what they did to African Americans, right? They broke our spirit, tried to make us see their way of thinking, put their own religion on us, try to make us forced to be a certain way, right? But yet we still overcame all that despite slavery and still been able to have our own culture, right? And we had wars because of that. Acts still fighting till this day to keep our own culture. And I just think that at some point we're going to wake up and realize that not everybody fucking wants to be a white American. Not everybody holds true to that value. And as soon as we realize that, we can save a whole lot of money on unnecessary wars trying to impose an American belief system that your own country don't even fucking wholeheartedly believe in. Right? So I just think that we need to stop being so damn arrogant all the time, thinking that we can be the world's, like, moral compass. But we ain't even our own moral compass. Right? We fighting over freaking race theory, critical race theory, and yet we want to go over to Afghanistan and talk about, yo, we got the better way. Really? Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is we absolutely do have a better way than Afghanistan and the Taliban. Like, that's complete bullshit. Now, I do agree with you that we need to stop trying to impose our will on stuff. But the reality is that women and children have no rights in Afghanistan.
I agree with that part.
Yeah, to suggest for any moment that we don't have any leverage on them is one thing. Now, I will say that America's moral compass has been broken since the first day it was put together. But this is our Vietnam War. Like, Johnson knew that Vietnam couldn't be won, and we continued in Vietnam because of his arrogance. Bush knew going in that Afghanistan was virtually impossible. I mean, Russia spent 15 years there and couldn't get anything done. And, you know, we said, we'll see you at 15 and raise you 6. The reality is that if you don't want something, you're not going to take it. It just doesn't matter. It was a really bad science experiment that should have never been even considered.
Right.
And I'll just
follow up with this, though. What I was really saying, though, to that point is that if you think about how we started, though, right, women didn't have fucking rights, right? So what I'm saying is that we're – exactly. So that's my point. My overall point is that I'm not saying that America isn't better. What I'm saying is that we haven't even dealt with our own issues to then try to impose that on us, right? We're still fighting women getting equal pay, right? We're still fighting, you know what I mean, you know, minorities getting equal rights. Like, we're still fighting these same truths, right, that we so wholeheartedly want to impose. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that we're not better, because we absolutely are. But what I'm saying is that we don't even want to address our own sins before we go over there and try to do that to another country, is what I'm basically putting. That's my point.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things that people do is when they don't want to handle an issue, they deflect, right? Like, we told South Africa about apartheid, but we still have an apartheid system in the U.S. So the U.S. has never had anything less than a flawed moral compass. And I think realistically, that what's unfortunate here is that the world does owe Afghanistan more than what it's given it at this point. It's gone in and pillaged its natural resources for the last two decades, and it gave women and children and real people the sense that they were going to do better, that things would be able to go back to what they were like prior to the Taliban, prior to the rise of the Taliban, and we failed as a world, as a global community. Like, this is not just a U.S. failure, this is a global failure. Like, everybody closed up shop on their embassies with the exception of two countries, Russia and China. I think that says a lot right there. Every embassy is closed up.
We'll get to that. Let me get my man Blur in here. Let me get a couple other voices in case they want to comment. You and MX had a good conversation. I just want to see if anybody else want to jump in. Blur, you want to jump in this?
My bad. I'll say this. I think we did have a reason for being over there. I mean, I don't want to backtrack, but did Brother Bear say that Bin Laden didn't crush the towers? Like, he wasn't responsible for that? Unless we say that we've been lied to this whole time. Cause, like, I remember seeing video with, like, him, like, taking credit for it. But again, I don't speak whatever language they speak, so maybe I was just being lied to. But I thought it was a foregone and, like, accepted conclusion that the Taliban and Bin Laden were responsible for 9/11. And that's why we were there. Like, I think it was, like, I want to say it was a Bush was like, yeah, he used to be, like, ruling the country or whatever. Now he's living in a cave. Like, we went over there. Now, we can't – I think the problem is I don't think we ever had a definition for what winning was. I think we went over there with the desire, are we going to get him and anybody who's standing next to him? And it took a little bit longer than we expected, but we had to set up shop. Like, all right, yeah, you can't come back home. We right here. We got your house around it, so we good. And you can't come back home. And then we finally got him, like, oh, we here now, and the people want us here. And see, that's what I think is a little confusing, at least for me, because I always thought maybe it's just the women, maybe it's just a small part of the people, but I always understood that they wanted us there, they didn't want to be ruled by the Taliban. And I don't know what we can relate that to in other world history. Maybe Hitler, where it's like a small faction, like, yo, we taking over, and the rest of Germany or the rest of the country is like, no, we don't want that. We need help from somebody else, because we can't stop you ourselves. And just lo and behold, hey, we wanted to fuck these niggas up anyway. We right here. We got your back. And now 20 years later, like, all right, look, man, we got done what we came over here for. We ain't really know it's going to take this long. I remember Dick Cheney saying, like, look, we'll never leave over there. We're going to be there forever. And I remember when Dick Cheney said that, I'm like, yo, forever, ever? Like, nah. We got to get out there at some point. Like, bring our troops home. Like, and now Biden, like, everybody's wanting to say, like, yo, we can't be over here forever. Like, we came over here, we kicked ass, we put two in that nigga head, dropped him in the bottom of the ocean. Now let's bring our boys back home. But, all right, y'all want us here, we're going to stay a little longer. All right, y'all want us here, we're going to stay a little longer. Are we going to help y'all hold off that nigga, that bully who's bullying y'all from around the corner? Are we going to be the big brother? We got your back. But we can't do it forever. Cat's got to leave.
But
we didn't kick everybody's ass. We got our asses kicked.
Hold on, brother.
Like,
man. I'm going to get to you. I just want to make sure everybody get a chance. I'm coming back to you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever's doing dishes, yo, put yourselves on mute, yo. Everybody put yourselves on mute because y'all having a good discussion. And somebody's doing pots and pans at 9:30 when y'all wives should be doing it, because if this was the Taliban, y'all wives should be doing dishes. But no, I mean, I'm making jokes. But Sister Jade, I'm going to bring you in there. Like, the main people who's going to be affected are the women in this area. Like, what is your thoughts on the Afghanistan situation?
Well, I mean, like, for real, a lot of it has to do with culture. The Taliban came to power after they got the Soviet Union out of there. And so they are fighting a crusade. Like, we fight in two different wars as far as, you know, who's opposing who. For us, it's really economic. It's revenge. It's Al-Qaeda. It's these things. But for them, it's solely a crusade. It's solely a religious thing. And, you know, it's unfortunate for women and children that Sharia law is the way that it is. That goes back to, what, 600 BD? I mean, BC. But, you know, like, the whole idea is the reason they keep winning or the reason they're not losing power is because they're fighting a whole different, you know, like you said something about the American Revolution. They were fighting for their freedom as opposed to, you know, the people across from them was fighting. They was getting a paycheck. So it's a whole different thing when your culture, your idea of when you die, where you go, like, that's a whole nother level of a fight, and they're willing to die for it. And so that kind of puts anybody who poses at the disadvantage. So, like, yeah, I agree. We should have been out of there. We did what we came to do. Why do we have to be the peacekeepers and now the room monitors? Like, we don't need to do that. That really has a lot more to do with economics and military and war than it actually has to do with this conflict. But, yeah, that's my take.
DJ C. Sire, you want to jump in? I mean, you're a feminist. You want to go over there and bring back some women?
No.
I don't
wash dishes?
Hey, that'd be nice, but you don't know. I'm joking. Sharia law. Sharia joke. Go ahead. No, obviously.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the situation?
I don't know. It's just there's a lot of questions just about, you know, Why is it taking 20 years and it seems nothing happened? So with that much time, that much money, you know, but it's what's Jade?
Sister Jade
was saying. Like, you're not fighting someone who's doing it just for money. You're fighting a culture, a lifestyle, a religion, all of that in one. And I feel like there's Afghanis, like, in power and men that really, you know.
Cool
with it. Yeah. Oh, Taliban's going to make our women wear burqas and stop working. Okay.
Big do-rag.
Like, are we losing out on anything? You know, and yes, unfortunately, the strides that women and girls made, at least in terms of what Western ideals are, is sad because, you know, they did get jobs in these last 20 years. They did get education. And you know, the things that we, especially as women and feminists, men and women feminists, you know, understand.
Can a man be a feminist?
Yes, you can. You're not, but you can be. you know, is what we want them to be able to have these opportunities. But again, that's not, I outside of even Sharia law, even just a more Afghani basic Muslim ideal, it's not a main concern, at least that I don't believe it is. And if that's something that has to be sacrificed for the Taliban to come into power, I don't think there's enough pushback to, you know, I'm not going to lose my life just because a woman wants to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just that now in terms of the United States, I mean, it's unfortunate, but, yeah, we got to get out. Like, yeah, there's no reason why. We spend how many trillion dollars and this many, you know, this much manpower from our military for, you know, and maybe that's the question. For what? Not sure.
Yeah, you'd think you'd just take all that money and just say, yo, all y'all who don't want to be here no more and live under the Taliban, just get on the plane. It'd have been a lot cheaper. We had the same result. And we could have cured world hunger. New York, what you got on it?
Look, I really don't got too much on it because I'm really not knowledgeable on the topic, but I do agree with DJ C. Silent's sentiments. I mean, if you can't teach people within the 20 years, I mean, why are we wasting that effort? In a sense, but I do think it's really sad in a sense, like really, like, you know what I mean, so you understand, like, you know what I mean, planes go how many feet up in the air, 50,000 feet in the air, and you really got to clean, you really think, like, at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean, if your family is on that plane and you stuck behind, like, it's really crazy to think that you would cling on a plane that's going 50,000 feet in the air and think that you're going to hang on to the next country where it lands, and then you end up falling. Like, yo, that shit is just really sad. I ain't even going to hold you. But, yeah, I'm really not knowledgeable on the topic, so, yeah, I'm going to skip this one back.
All right. I got my man, Bodybuilder. Welcome to the off-ramp. We're talking about the Afghanistan situation. You got any comments on it?
Yo, what up, bro? Yeah, man, I got a couple comments on it. Well, a couple things, man. I think, number one, I mean, there was really no clear exit plan for Afghanistan, you know, and Afghanistan was about more than, I mean, yeah, they say it was about freeing the Afghani people and all that, and, you know, everything else that they say. But like DJ C-Siren said, like, it's like you're fighting the idea. You're fighting a way of life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, you're fighting a belief system. So you're never going to change that. And then, you know, I know some folks who are Muslim, and they explained to me that there's two sects. One sect is more of the peaceful side. And when it says something like take up arms against your enemies or whatever, it's more of a symbolic way of looking at it. And then there's another side that's literal. And unfortunately, the literal side are the ones who will pick up the guns and go kill for what they believe. So that's where you get the Taliban and groups like that. So you're never gonna beat that, you know, that idea. That's gonna be there forever. Number two, war stimulates the economy. You know what I mean? War creates jobs. You know, it was, you know, countless contractors overseas, military overseas, you know, making, you know, big bank. You know what I'm saying? That's generating income, generating stimulating the American economy. It's causing, you know, defense contractors and those people who make weapons and things of that nature to continue to make money, and the government is buying these things. You know what I mean? The government themselves is generating income from, you know, the taxes that they're collecting from all the extra jobs that are being created because of the conflict overseas. So Dick Cheney said we're going to be there forever for a reason. You know, it's because money's being made. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think when everything, pulling the U.S. out, you know, it did a lot, you know, for the morale, I guess, of the troops and all that, because it's like, look, we're going to pull you out of this situation. But it also, I think, stepped on a lot of toes, because there's a lot of people making bread off of this war, you know. So, but I think it was the right thing. I think it was the right move, you know what I mean? So that's all I got to say about that. But,
cool.
Yeah, man.
You know, put yourself on mute. Feel free to jump back in. I got my big brother tighten up. We're talking about the Afghanistan situation. You got any comments on it?
Well, I got one. This shit of mine in our fucking business. That's all I got.
We can't hear you.
We should have minded our business. We should have minded our business.
Got, oh, there you go. Yeah, you got to turn the background down. We can't hear you.
Oh, yeah, Matt in 22. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, you good. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, minding the business. That's right. So, all right, so I'll open it back up. That's everybody that I'm not going to do these other numbers because I don't know them. But, yeah, I guess my other question, come back to you, Brother Bear, and I'm extra. Thanks for letting everybody jump in. I know y'all are having a good conversation. I thought this started in Iraq. I'm not a foreign policy guy. I'm a big history guy, but it's more American history. I'm not a big foreign, like, history guy. I don't know much about overseas. But I thought this started in Iraq. How this moved from Iraq, the Iraqi war, to Afghanistan. Is it just the Twin Towers?
Safe Haven.
Safe Haven, Connecticut? Or is that New Haven?
Let's go.
Brother Bear. Brother Bear, I'm back. You two go. Hey, and talk for a minute because I got to go make another drink. Somebody's got to remember that.
Yeah.
So I, really
I would bring in Brother Ronnie Coleman into the mix too. But, you know, this was always, like Brother Coleman said, this was always about
this nigga with the joke show.
And nobody get the joke for you, but it's all good. It was always about money, right? Like the Twin Towers was about money. You can say whatever you want about we had a clear mission, we put two shots in his head. I don't see no proof. You know, like Al-Qaeda was a boogeyman. Al-Qaeda turned into ISIS. ISIS turned into ISIL, and ISIL will turn into something else because, like everyone has said, this is all about ideology. It's about ideology and money, and the reality is that a culture war can't be won with a bullet. If it could, then, you know, wars would last 2 weeks, not two decades.
Okay.
It's a lot of money to be made.
Hey, Metro, you got any comments? Hey, Metro, you on mute?
Nah, I'm on mute. But, I think everybody kind of said everything that needed to be said. I mean, it's no real, you know, I think the only thing that had been said is that, you know, Biden just did whatever the past presidents talked about and backed off, right? I mean, Bush said that we won the war, we was going to be done. He didn't do it, right? He backtracked. Then we had the surge. Then Barack Obama came in running against, we ain't going to be here, we're going to end the war in Afghanistan. Said it, then tried it, then back to the surge again. Surge number two happened. Then Trump just says, we're going to bring everybody from the home. And then his dumbass is going to not even bring the government that we stood up for all these years into the negotiation table. And he just negotiates right with the Taliban. But, I mean, and then Biden comes in, dealt with this badass hand, and saying, well, shit, now my hands are tied, but I do agree that we need to end this at some point, so fuck it, let's just get out. I mean, at the end of the day, you can say whatever the hell you want about your political views, but we've had two Democratic presidents and two Republican presidents in the span of these 20 years, and Biden did what all three of them motherfuckers said they were going to do and never did.
Yeah, but does Biden have any connection to Halliburton?
Nope. Biden's the only president not making money off of it. They all love, they're all making bread off of it.
We're going to end up in Crimea in two months.
Hey, hold on, Brother Bear and Bodybuilder. Y'all said something, but I don't think people understand. I mean, I know I don't. You said a connection to Halliburton. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
Money.
All right. So
government contract.
Go ahead, brother.
So
brother,
Halliburton is all right. So Halliburton is a government defense contractor. So they make weapons and things of that nature. And Bush and them, you know, own stock in that. So the more, you know, conflict you got going on, the more weapons you're going to need. And, you know, that's what they do. So you know, Halliburton is selling weapons and doing what they do, you know, whatever it is, the scope of their work, the government is asking them for, they're doing that, and they're making bread. And Bush and them, who have money invested in these companies, you know, have stock on, you know, a whole lot of stock in these companies, they're making money off of it. So it stands the reason that. Say again?
So this is basically the story of Iron Man.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it stands as the reason to believe that Biden just ain't making no bread off of it, so he don't care either way. You know what I mean?
Whoever's
so,
whoever's doing dishes, put yourself on cute. It sounds bad. Go ahead, Biden.
I just keep
hearing somebody using a Brillo pad, you know, and I'm trying to get your thoughts to come too clear. Go ahead, bodybuilder. Finish your thought.
Yeah, but no, I just said. You know, it was saying is he connected to Halliburton? You know, I don't know, but I mean, I know that it stands a reason to think that he does not, because I know Bush and them, you know, they was making bread off of it. So
okay,
yeah, those are my thoughts.
Okay,
yeah, I mean,
Brother Barron, you want to finish your thought? I didn't want to cut you off, but. I didn't know who Halliburton was.
I'm just kind of sitting here thinking through it. I know that, you know, Trump probably approached the Taliban out of spite. Like, we all know his patterns, right? He's a fucking man baby. So whenever he can't get his way, you know, he's like somebody who had too much to drink. He want to go stir shit up. So he probably wasn't invited to the party. I've called there being a line drawn to Trump in any defense spending. So he's on the outside looking in. Biden is on the outside looking in. But Biden is probably looking more at Crimea anyway, because his, however you want to talk about his son, like, his son had the business deal going on there. So his attention and the way for him to make money is not in the Middle East anyways, and it's in that Russian peninsula. So it just all looks like a money thing to me. I know it's nice to say that we were going in there and liberating people, but that's what are you liberating them from?
Right. It's always about bread at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Everybody's making money off of this. That's why it was a war that was never going to be over.
Right.
I died for this shit. This was Day Day versus Ice Cube. Ice Cube was just trying to collect a check, and Day Day was willing to die for being the flashlight cop.
You see what I'm saying? off that top flight security.
So did Osama bin Laden die for no reason? Go ahead, Brother Bear.
I mean, like, he was a U.S. asset for however. Like, Osama bin Laden died because he stopped playing ball. You know what I mean? Like, that's why he tried to blow up the U.S. air carrier, right? The first time he tried to blow up the submarine, then the air carrier, then the trade center's like, how is that shit even possible? Like, we have the most advanced intelligence apparatus that there has ever been. And you're telling me that one motherfucker outsmarted the entire intelligence apparatus of all of the most advanced countries in the world using a humming pigeon and a fucking mule? Come on, man, shut the fuck up. It's just not possible. It's just not possible for Osama bin Laden to have stayed off of the radar all of this time forever, and then suddenly one dark night we found him in the room with his wife and some kids, and we put two in his head and dumped him off a fucking ship. Like, it took us 20 years to find somebody when we literally have satellites that can look in your fucking eyes right now. Like, nah, I don't believe that. You're gonna have to write another book.
I mean, I know you're my conspiracy theorist, but this is the first time I've ever heard you say that Osama bin Laden took down the towers. I thought you told me that this was white people.
It was.
Okay.
You're gonna tell
quick,
me.
Quick side.
You're tell me that
hey,
it was possible
tell y'all
for
story.
Somebody. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And then because we got to go into mask mandate, we've done an hour in this. But so and DJ C signing out. I just want to tell you a quick story. I hope you get a laugh out of it. I'll try not to make it too long, but it brings me to this whole white people taking down the towers thing, and it being Middle Eastern. So me and DJ C Siren, my kid is off with his friend spending the night at his homie's house. Me and DJ C Siren's like, all right, let's go out to dinner since it's just us two tonight. So, right, we go to this nice little restaurant, one of our favorite restaurants. It's really lowly lit, little candles. It's usually classical or light jazz playing. But we go in, and they bumping, like, Teddy Riley and all that stuff, right? Eric Badu, right? And I'm looking at DJ C. Tyler like, yo, why is this place in here rocking tonight, right? We're there for a lovely evening for dinner. I ain't knocking them, but, like, nah, we're in there jamming, right? So our waitress comes over, and I say to her, hey, which one of us stole the Pandora playlist? And she looked at me and said, what you mean us? And it was at that moment that I realized she didn't consider herself black. So I had to play it off. I was just like, well, you know, us, like, you know, the cool people. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah, my manager loves this music, and it's cool and all this stuff. So she walks away, and I look at DJ C. Siren. DJ C. Siren is putting her hands in her face like, you dumb motherfucker. She doesn't think she's black. And I'm like, yo, she's the same complexion as me. How does she not think she's black? And she was like, yo, she's probably Middle Eastern or Indian. Yo, they're black. And she was like, no, they're not. And I was like, DJ Singh black as hell. DJ Singh blacker than me. How can he not consider himself black? And last night was the first time that I realized, well, that I learned that Middle Eastern people and Indians don't consider themselves black.
Let me actually side note that real quick. Number one, you didn't know she was Middle Eastern or Indian. Not that she didn't consider herself black. You thought she was black.
Yeah, black, I still think she's black.
Black equals African American. If she doesn't have African,
I thought I meant dark.
We all have African ancestors, but it's not that far back.
I thought it was just the tone of your skin, except for
no,
Chinese people.
No,
we know
they're
Chinese because of their eyes.
No. You don't.
No, I get Chinese and Indians confused.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
you're an
idiot. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm not good with race. I love everybody.
You're an idiot.
I'm not good with
race. Just because her name was
oh, yeah, her name was Aisha. How do you not think she's black?
Number one, she didn't look black.
Okay. Yes, she did. She had a big nose and dark skin.
She did not look Negro.
What's Negro?
If you don't know the features, you don't know the features. You
had a big nose and...
She don't look black.
No one on the phone understands what she looks like because I couldn't take a picture of it. She had dark skin and a big nose.
You know, Aisha is actually...
She had a head like
the most,
like a little watermelon. It wasn't in
number
shape.
Number one, she did not have a Negroing nose.
What's a Negro noise?
It's black.
Okay, I'm
gonna
have
this
discussion.
It's black and wide. Her nose was not flat.
What was
wide.
It? Who notices this shit? She had. It looked like she's been
it
in
was
the
just
sun.
No features.
So do you think she just had a tan? That didn't look like a tan. It looked like she was black.
Because we're not the only brown people in the world, honey. That's why
all brown people
color,
are black.
But people of color ain't just black.
Okay, so let's have this discussion right now. I'm gonna go down the line to get everybody. Mm-hmm. If you have color, if you have a pigmentation in your skin, are you black? Brother Bear.
Man.
Blur.
Absolutely not.
Sister Jade. I guess I'm losing this one bad.
Honestly, I feel like it depends on the context. Because when you talk about the people of color in general, sometimes, you know, black and brown people have been used as a generalized term, but in context, like, if I'm talking about that's a black woman, I'm talking about an African-American woman.
Right, but if you don't know what their thing is, if you saw her, you would think that was just a black woman who might have a white daddy.
No.
I would. No.
I'm telling y'all, you wouldn't.
It looks like she could be one of the Hove's kids. Look. I went to Towson University. It's a whole lot of black dudes that married white women, and all their kids look like her.
No. No, they don't.
Let me finish going down the line. New York. What's your answer?
Look, it really at the end of the day, it depends on the context. So we taking the ethnicity out of it and all of that, you know what I mean? And it was down to black and white. Yeah, a brown person would be black.
My man, that's right. That's why me and you box with each other. No, homo. Have extra money.
Nah, bro. You
just all of it wrong. You're wrong.
What?
I agree. This is what I can agree with. I can agree with the context. If you're just
describing what a person looks like, right? Then you just say, you know, she was a black woman. But if you're going to tell me that in context of completely knowing this person or whatever, like outside of description only, then nah, bro, you're wrong.
No. I'm only talking viewing because I don't know anything about her. I don't know if she was Middle Eastern. I don't know if she was Indian. I don't know if she was black. I thought she was black because she had darker skin. I don't know where her heritage is. I knew nothing. And her name was Aisha. But, okay, let me finish going through the line. She's tighten up. What's your answer?
She black. Thanks. Her name Aisha. She from the hood. All right. I don't know what, but she from the hood. Her name Aisha. Listen, mama name was something weird. All right. Her name Aisha. She from the hood. She ghetto, too. I bet you if you were to talk to her, she'd probably talk with some old gangster slang.
My man. See, that's why we brothers. Bodybuilder, what you got?
Muslim.
See, why are you attacking people?
I'm sorry.
Don't attack me. Don't attack me. You woman. Don't
so is Latifa. Latifa is a Muslim name.
My bad. I tapped it.
Queen Latifa.
I lost track of conversation, man.
Go ahead, body.
What was the subject again? My bad.
If a woman doesn't need the sun to get a tan, is she black?
No. I mean, if you're talking black as in skin color, like is she a brown person? Like, then, I mean, yeah. But if you're talking black as in the culture, like do you identify as a black person? Nah, I don't think so.
If a woman has
women from India, their skin is darker than ours, but they're not black. I mean, they're brown. They're brown people, but their skin, as in they have melanin in their skin, but I wouldn't call them black.
So I got a question, right? So why do they make all these Egyptian movies with white people then?
Because they wilding. That's them. That's people trying to change history. You know what I'm saying? Trying to rewrite history. That's you know, it's usually the white folk that be doing that, trying to rewrite history. Wasn't no white. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't white. They was dark.
So at that point,
but there's light skinned Africans though. Don't act like everybody from Africa are just dark as shit. Like they're not.
But she's saying white people. It'd be like straight white people that they using.
That's like with the Puerto Ricans, right? So the Puerto Ricans is mixed with the Taino Indians, the white settlers, and the African slaves that came over. I mean, at the end of the day,
Fat Joe say nigga.
I mean, if you mix with it, right? Don't they call you black? At the end of the day,
but I don't know. I'm saying if somebody
he said pigment of their skin though. And no, you're going to say you're Puerto Rican. A black Puerto Rican is going to say, I'm Puerto Rican. They're not going to say I'm black.
Exactly.
They're going to say I'm a black Puerto Rican, and they exist.
So what I'm saying is, if you're, regardless of a Puerto Rican you are, you know what I mean, the Puerto Rican culture came from the white settlers, the Taino Indians, and the African slaves.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
So at the end of the day, you still got black culture within you. So, like,
but you're not calling yourself black.
You're not.
Yeah, I think you got African culture.
But Puerto Rican at the end of the day still contains that African culture. So at the end of the day, you still black, right?
Not every Puerto Rican has a slave background. It's not all of them, but there are. There is a Afro lineage in Puerto Rico, but that is not for everyone who is Puerto Rican. So yes, but there's probably people that have that lineage that deny the slave heritage and say that they are just you know, Sicilian, Italian, and Spanish or from Spain, but or, like you said, or indigenous Indians.
Look,
but,
I just seen a video. Brother Blur shared a video of these Afghani dudes busting off AKs at a wedding dancing to Drake. How do they not consider themselves black?
Because first of all, Drake might not even consider himself black. Everybody listening to Drake, that they don't get grouped in just because they like Drake music. In fact, just because they was dancing to Drake, I'm putting them outside the black circle. They don't get invited to the barbecue just because they was listening to Drake.
They get invited to the barbecue because they got AKs.
That's a lie. Yeah, that's a lie. You know some people that listen to that, y'all. I mean, you give them a pass. They get the barbecue. Yeah, I mean, Don't try to do that. Don't try to do that.
Look, and
but when it comes down to, like, I think it was Lady Jackie, she brought it up. There's a thing called people of color. Just because they may be dark-skinned, they ain't black. That's why they create her. Oh, you're a person of color. You ain't black, but you're dark-skinned. You ain't white, you ain't black, you're a person of color.
Now, go ahead, my fault. I ain't even cut you off.
Oh, okay, that's like on most forms, you check the boxes, black / African-American. It got a whole lot of other stuff you could check, but once it's black / African-American, because those are synonymous. It don't say black / Indian, black / West Indian, black / Jamaican, black / Puerto Rican. Nah, black / African-American. Puerto Ricans got their own box. Other people got their own box, but black is synonymous with African-American.
I ain't never seen a Puerto Rican box. That must be only like New Jersey and up. Down here in Virginia, they don't have a Puerto Rican box. Like when they say like black / African American, white, they say Hispanic.
It's like Spanish or Spanish descent or something like that. Spanish, Puerto Rican, Spanish descent or something.
It's Latino descent.
Look. I thought we had a good like problem in America until this Afghanistan situation happened. Yo, all of them have AK-47s. We don't have a gun problem in America at all. Like, I'm all on the Republican side now because every video of them dudes in dresses are them letting off fully automatic weapons. So you know what? We need to keep our guns, too. Because they are ridiculous over there. Like, they were shooting automatic weapons at a wedding. Like, the bullets don't come down. And, like, Grandpa was just walking by. Like, he gave a little duck when they were shooting. But he just went and got himself some sangria. He had no shoes on or nothing, you know. And I was like, you know what? They built different over there, y'all. So, all right, so anybody got anything left on the Afghanistan situation? Man, we only got 40 minutes left. We ain't even getting to the mask stuff. The mask stuff's going to be another topic. But, I mean, we got the lines are open. Everybody can talk. Anybody got anything left on Afghanistan before we jump into the mask situation? I'll take y'all silence. Is everybody good? I appreciate the good content, Brother Bear. I'm extra everybody. I appreciate everybody jumping in. Hey, it's another serious topic. I'm probably going to crack some jokes in between it. But I'm going to let y'all talk this one out. I had a good conversation with a couple of my boys. Good discussion. And with the Delta variant surging, and especially in like states like Mississippi and Texas, there's a lot of conversation on mask mandates, right? We can have that discussion. But the question I want to ask, I'll go right to you, MX. The question I want to ask you first. Do you support businesses firing employees for not getting vaccinated? Hey, whoever's doing dishes, put yourself on mute. I'm going to get everybody in here. But that's the question I want to start off and see where the conversation goes. MX, what you got?
I do. So right-to-work states, most of them. Most states are right-to-work, right? And most of these Republican governors have fought for right-to-work states, meaning that they can fire you for little to nothing. And now they don't want the right-to-work to exist because of the mask mandate. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. That's hypocrisy. And, you know, they need to stop that shit. And so, yeah, so I get to choose who I want to be employed in my business. So if you have the free will not to get the vaccine, but that don't mean I got to hire you or keep you employed. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly support it.
Brother Blur?
I'm going to first start off by saying I am double vaxxed up, got both shots, live to tell Tori about it. But, no, we got to remember that this vaccine still isn't approved. You can't fire me for not wanting to put something that the government hadn't even said is safe in my body. Like, okay, I'm all for, just like we do with any other medical condition, you make accommodations. Like, you have to make accommodations in certain situations. So, just like the NFL really restricting people who aren't vaccinated, like, hey, look, you got to stay this far away, and the team has to make accommodations for you. You got to make accommodations for that individual. Now, once it becomes FDA approved, then that's a different subject. But as of right now, how are you going to fire me because I don't want to put something in my body that my own government hasn't even told me it's safe to put in my body yet? That just seems crazy.
Okay, Sister Jade.
I feel like it's a violation. There are some laws that exist that say people can make their own choices, and even before COVID and all that, this is just it's like a really crazy subject as far as, you know, keeping people safe, because then, you know, I want to know that I go somewhere and I'm safe, but at the same time, like, really, it's supposed to be your right. Like, where are rights going?
Okay. Brother Bear?
I think businesses have an obligation to protect themselves from liability. So they have to make their own decisions. However, I believe that if you are within public shout, that you, as a business owner, you have the right to make your own determination. So businesses that are requiring employees to get vaccinated, good for them. Businesses that are not, good for them. But I'm not going to not support a business because they're asking employees to do the right thing.
No, that's not what I'm asking, yo. You own a business. Don't puss around with this. I know you own a business.
Oh,
I'm asking,
Anybody who works for me, are you
supporting businesses firing employees for not getting the vaccine? That's my question. Firing employees.
No one can work for me who has not been vaccinated because of the nature of my business. So businesses have to make that call. Now,
are you firing employees?
No, they're firing themselves. The code of conduct is saying that you need to be vaccinated to come to work. You don't want to get vaccinated, you can't come to work. You quit your job.
You can tell you a Republican business owner. They firing themselves.
It's plain as hell.
All right, well, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to narrow you down on the actual
question. It's straightforward. You have to, our company policy is that you have to get vaccinated in order to perform your job for the protection of our consumers. If you don't want to protect your consumers, then you need to find a new line of work. Walmart time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How come it's not up to the employer to create an environment where I can still perform my job and protect the customer or client, whoever it is?
That's not always going to be possible. And
okay.
Frankly, it's not my job. Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Bear. Finish your thought. I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to answer the question.
No, of course. But there are certain jobs that you cannot create an environment. Point in case, first responders. You can't decide that you're just not going to go into a building that's on fire. You can't decide that you're just not going to deliver medical assistance. You can't just decide you're not going to respond to a robbery. Like, certain occupations, inherently, you have a hazard, and ours is one of them. Like, you have to be face-to-face with people in order to perform your job.
Before you move on, John, let me just respond to that real quick. And that's the fact that those people have been doing their job before vaccine, so they are able to do their job unvaccinated because they've been doing it.
was there a pandemic prior to the vaccine? And also, like, you're completely inaccurate in saying that the vaccine hasn't been approved because it was rushed through the FDA, right? So the FDA actually did sign off on the vaccine three times at this point, three different.
Yeah. For emergency use, though.
Exactly.
Just to chime in. It was for emergency, right. But not as an approved drug from the FDA.
But it's not a drug, brother. It's a vaccination.
Well, you understand what I'm saying. It didn't go through the regular approval process. They put it through for emergency use. You know what I'm saying? And it's still considered experimental, actually.
Pandemic.
Well, I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong. I'm just explaining what it is.
The
That's all.
About not putting something in your body because it hasn't been approved. Like, people still smoke cigarettes. They still, what the hell are those things called? The vape. Right? Any vitamins that you take have not been FDA approved. Like, nobody's not taking vitamin C because it hasn't gone through the FDA approval process. Right? Like, drinking water, there's a ton of things that aren't regulated to the level that we would find comfort in, but they're safe enough.
And you can't fire me for not taking them.
All right, hold on. Let me get that. You can do that. You can get fired for weed, but hey, I just want to make sure everybody gets a chance, and I'm gonna open it up. I like the good discussion. Man, we only got 30 minutes. DJ C-Siren, you're up next. What you got? Hey, whoever's doing dishes, press mute.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to support those businesses. Because those businesses care.
No. The question is, are you supporting businesses?
Am I supporting them? Yes.
No, do you agree with businesses firing employees?
Yes, fire them. Get their asses out of there. Why? Because my business is out here to protect my customers, my patients, the people that's making me money. So I'm trying not to kill them or put them in the hospital. And if the people that I have hired don't understand that, guess what? I do. So guess what? You don't have a job. Two, I have to be vaccinated. When I was in pharmacy school, I had to be vaccinated against many things. Why? Because I worked in a hospital. I worked around patients. I worked around people. And what? I did not want to. I could not pass things on to people that will make them sick and die. So guess what? I had to be vaccinated against them. And guess what? I had to. Yes, they made me. I could not say no. I was not going to get my degree if I did not get vaccinated. Oh, my gosh. They made me. Oh. So guess what? It's the same effing difference. You are not going to be up close with people and have the possibility of getting them sick. And guess what? It is a possibility. And without doing what you need to do to protect yourself and others and your family and your friends. Why is this so crazy? There is a dress code. I can't go to work without wearing BS clothes. I can get fired because I'm not wearing the right fucking shoes. So why is it an atrocity that you're having me take a vaccination to keep people from dying? Stop with the fake ass misunderstanding ass craziness. It is not, yes, it is emergency use authorization. No, it is not fully approved. Yes, the process was like in the face of a pandemic where hundreds of thousands of people have been hospitalized and were dying. But do y'all know what parts or what steps were skipped? Oh, like marketing, can your distribution facility handle the manufacturing of hundreds of thousands of vaccines? Okay, yeah, the stuff that they've already been able to prove. Because, see, you don't understand what part of the authorization part of the FDA has drugs to be approved and what a emergency use authorization means. It's not saying, oh, we skimmed on it. Yeah, we can probably kill people. Go ahead and give it to them. We'll just do emergency use. That's not what that means. And yes, all the vitamins you take are not FDA approved. Supplements do not go through FDA approval. So all of your vitamins, all of the vitamin D, all that, none of that is FDA approved. And it doesn't go through FDA approval at all. So stop it.
I feel like my weed man got FDA approved. He wouldn't almost killed my two brothers 2 weeks ago. I think I need to get him the FDA.
Like, stop trying to push stuff you don't understand. You don't understand it. You never understood an emergency use authorization. You never understood FDA approval. How about you listen to the people that do?
I like when DJ C signed gets like this one. She's real aggressive. Like,
she fired.
All I gotta do is lay there. I know. I just gotta. At this point, I just gotta take it, right? Like I can lay on my back and rest because, like, she wants to be in control, and it's always a get back for me.
You can't do nothing about it.
All right. So who has an answer to the question?
I'm gonna chime in real quick, man.
Oh, go ahead, body builder.
Before you chime in, you took a hell of a lot of unapproved FDA regulations in your system right now. I guarantee you, you take them shits every day, too.
Oh, I definitely
am
right now while he's in this game.
Everybody do
that. I mean, I'm not arguing about anything. I'm not sitting here arguing about FDA approvals and what it means and all. I really don't care. I was just stating what it was. But do I support a business that wants to fire people? I mean, I don't think it's necessary to fire people in every single business. That certain businesses, yeah, I mean, I think you probably need to have the vaccine because if you work in the medical field and you face to face with people all day, every day, and you can get other folks sick, yeah, you probably have to have the vaccine. It would make sense. But there's fields where you don't interact with the public at all. This field, you don't go to work. Like, I've been working for almost 2 weeks straight and ain't gone in the office. So would it be wild for my company to come to me and say, we're going to let you go if you don't have the vaccine? Yeah, because we telework. So I think it depends on the business. I think it depends on the organization.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make a blanket statement where every business
I'm not gonna let Ronnie Coleman off the hook, man. Ronnie Coleman, you have an essential job. Like,
yeah, but I'm in my house though. If you want a straight answer, nah, I don't agree with it. No, I don't think you should fire people, you know, for not getting the vaccine. No, I don't agree with it. You know, so I mean, but once again, I feel certain situations might have a little more say so when it comes to it. If you're dealing with people day to day, facing, you know, in front of people, you know, exchanging, you within 6 feet, exchanging, you know, droplets in the air and all that. Like, yeah, you probably need to have it, but nah. I mean, if you want a straight up answer, no, I don't support it. No.
Are you vaccinated?
That's nothing. We don't need to go into that. Why I gotta answer that? Like, why are you getting all personal, son? Like what are we talking about here?
Hey, let me get tightened up in here. Tighten up. Do you support businesses that'll fire people because they ain't vaccinated? Or not even, like, I'm not saying that the question isn't like all business should just fire, but if a business says, yo, for you to work here, you got to be vaccinated. If you don't, then you got to find another job. Are y'all cool with that?
Listen,
that's basically the question.
They're starting to do that now, just going into your regular grocery store and all. Like, I'm going to tell you, I'm not getting no shot because I'm not turning into no fucking zombie. Now, my kids, all that good
we
shit.
All zombies.
Yeah, I watch Will Smith, I Am Legend. All right. Peep the same scenario. Listen, y'all laughing. Watch the movie from front to end. Pay attention. Listen to what that man is saying and the things that's going on. Yo, if it don't sound like what the fuck is going on now, y'all confused. Now, out of the whole situation, right, it was all because of a fucking shot that was supposed to cure everybody and stop everybody from getting sick. Right? Now, how you going to force me to take something? I've been working at this motherfucker 52 years. Through all types of ups and downs, ins and outs. Now you telling me the only way I can continue to work here is to get a shot that you telling me is okay to get? Not even my own fucking doctor is saying it's okay to get this shit. Now, let's think about this, y'all. Johnson & Johnson. How many people they done killed off already with their shot? all right, so we can't make that public no more. We can't let that go public no more, because once that go public, now everybody going to just go green.
I'm getting this.
All right, question. So we got to still let some of these motherfuckers get their shot, because we got to have a way to, you know, rectify the situation and make it seem like it was not our fault, but it really was our fault. I'm just saying. If you got,
Yeah, New York, you up next. Go ahead, New York.
Let me jump into this. Like, if we going off that analogy, right? Just think about how many.
Nobody's going off of that analogy, by the way.
Let him talk. Nobody's going off that analogy, right? But we already seen how that shit play out, regardless of the games, regardless of the movies or whatever. What they do, they bomb the whole city, right? If you don't want to get the vaccination and the zombies take over, regardless of what y'all saying, right? They bomb the whole city, right? At the end of the day. And if you got the vaccination, you the lucky one to live. What? You going to be living by yourself, right? Right? And you gonna fight yourself out of the container. Just stop it. At the end of the day, if your job requires the vaccination, I mean, if you don't wanna take it, y'all mean, submit to the test every week. At the end of the day, if you don't want to submit the test, just find somewhere else to work that don't submit to the test, my nigga. Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, come on. That's really just, like, common sense. At the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Just find somewhere else that they just going to accept you. You know what I mean? If this business is not going to accept you because they all up in your face, you know what I mean? You have face with your customers and shit like that. You know what I mean? If they going to fire you, you don't want to take the test. That's your choice at the end of the day. But you see what the world is progressing to at the end of the day. I mean, like, you know what I mean? You always got to have a choice. You got to take a risk or you got to take the other risk. Like, at the end of the day, like, come on, son.
Hey, can we I propose that we have a drinking game and we got to drink every time he says, y'all mean, yeah. Like, I feel like we need to incorporate that into the offer. Yeah. We need to incorporate.
I'm good with that. We're going to start that next week. Everybody got to take a sip of their drink. Anytime New York says, yeah, man, we all got to take a drink. Blur, you want to jump back in there?
Yeah, I do. And I want to propose a question to DJ C. Siren. How many of the vaccines did she have to get to graduate were unapproved by the FDA? I want to throw that question out there, because I think we all are still skipping over that part. And, again, I'm vaxxed. It's cool. And, yes, there are certain jobs that you can't perform without being close to people. Those people were doing those jobs before the vaccine. Like, I've had my girl, my ex-girl on the show, a nurse, refused to get vaccinated. I don't know how I deal with her. I don't know how people who are for the vaccine deal with people who are against it. Her and all her nurse buddies are not getting the vaccine. Take that for what you will. They're still going to work. They worked throughout the whole pandemic. So they can obviously still do their job. They've been doing it. Nothing's changed for them. They don't feel like they need the vaccine to do their job because they've been doing it without it. And for whatever reason, they don't trust it, whatever. That's them. They're not getting it. They still go to work every day. Matter of fact, my girl had COVID, recovered or whatever. I mean, she gave it to her daughter and her mom all had it. So it's real. She believes it. She's just not getting back.
She got the antibodies, so she already got the antibodies. So
she had the antibodies for a little bit, but I don't think they stay with you forever, especially now when you got a new variant. But
well, she probably
didn't. She probably didn't get to anyone at her job apparently, because they had protocols in place. They had protocols in place at the hospital that she worked at to protect people. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't be able to fire people for not putting something in their body that's not approved by the FDA, for one. And for two, if there are accommodations that can be made, they have to wear their mask. Maybe they have to double mask. Maybe they have to wear a face shield. Put them in a hazmat suit. Can they do their job with the hazmat suit? If they can, cool. They get to keep working.
Hey, can I go next?
I got a question, though. I got a question, though. I really got a question, though. So, like, if we relate this to football and shit like that, with Colin Kaepernick kneeling down on a motherfucking flag, like, is y'all really going to have that same type of stance with the same type of vaccine? Like, come on, B. Like, if that's a private company pushing the motherfucking football league and shit like that, he trying to kneel down on the flag, and that's bad for business. Like is y'all going to – like, what –
Hey, he asked a question of the DJ C Siren, but after she answered,
oh yeah, okay.
He already knows the answer. It's a false question. Number one, it's BS. We already talked about this is a pandemic. Emergency use authorization has not been put in place. I'm not old, so in at least the time when I've been a pharmacist has not been put in place for any vaccination that needed to be done.
Fuck, this is the
first time this has happened in our generation. So, no, the answer is no, but I'm pretty sure you already knew that answer.
This girl giving people COVID,
y'all. I was
going to
say,
contact tracing, they did not do it because she had COVID
or she was asymptomatic, guess what? The same time she could have been passing that to people she
Blur,
Blur. That is the point. That is the case and point. You're proving my point.
Blur girl out here killing old people.
She's angel death.
Right.
She's probably
out here passing that shit on. Don't even know.
All right, but who said let me go next? Is that Brother Bear?
Me.
Was you trying to jump
in? No, that was me. It makes your money.
Oh, okay.
But you can let, I mean, I don't think he said anything, so you can let him go if you want to say something.
Brother Bear, you want to hop in?
Nah, man. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You know, like, if I don't require employees to be vaccinated, should I be left on the hook? Should somebody, if they contract COVID from one of my employees, be able to come back and sue the shit out of me? Is my insurance company going to cover me for that? For negligence?
Good question.
That's exactly where I was going, actually. So it's a good segue, because I think a lot of people who say that they shouldn't be fired are the same people will take a drug test before they get hired, right? The same people who would sign a work handbook that says you can't come to work in no goddamn white beater or some swim trunks, right? Or you gonna get fired. Are the same people who still will abide by any kind of drug policy that's not approved FDA, right? And still would support someone who we just had this conversation about how I forgot her name, the sprinter who smoked weed. Now all of a sudden she got fired because she couldn't go to the damn Olympics, right? Because she took something that was in her body that wasn't supposed to. So therefore there was consequences for that action, right? And so again, we have this already in our system, right? And again, we've taken the measles, mumps, and rebellious shot all the fucking time. We give that shit to our kids. Like, they have to go to school that way. Like, there's already restrictions in place. So I don't understand why people are making this huge, big-ass deal. And it's hypocritical to say, I don't want to take a shot, but I want to wear a mask too. So if you don't want to take a shot, but you don't want to take all the precautions either, though. What the fuck, which one is it, right? You don't want the mask mandate, but you don't want to take the shot. So you just good because you talking about your freedom. Yo, you got freedom to do whatever the fuck you want to do, but you're just not going to work here. Because I got the same freedom to hire who the hell I want to hire. And that ain't going to be you because you ain't taking the freedom. So you can't talk about your freedoms and then say that I don't have the freedom to hire you or fire you. Because I do. Because I care more about my business and the money I make than your freedom. So which one is it? You can't talk about
both
sides of your mouth.
You
can't support one
without
the other.
Nobody says you didn't, and we know if you didn't get the shot, you didn't support a mask mandate. Like, you got the right. I feel the person has the right as a business owner. I think you as a business owner have the right to say, all right, if you don't want to get a vaccine shot, then you got to wear, like, you know, like my man was saying, you got to wear, you know, two masks or whatever, or you got to, like, they're talking about implementing. Well, they're talking about implementing the government, getting like if you're not vaccinated, you gotta get tested like something like once a week or something crazy like that, or you know what I'm saying, like constant testing stuff like that. You got the right to implement, you know, things, and you can maybe make the employees sign some saying if you get COVID and give a whole bunch of other people COVID, we're gonna hold you liable, and for you to work here, you cannot hold us liable at all, and blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So I think business definitely had a right to do something like that, and then even to go so far as to say from this point on, whoever we hire, you know what I'm saying, we're requiring them to get the vaccine. I 100% cool, but just the straight up, hey, everybody working here, get the vaccine, and you out the door. Like, I don't think that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But
all right,
this
so
point
let me ask
on,
you a question.
You can no longer, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So you will sign that? So if a business
I mean,
said
you ain't got no choice.
If a business
no
said
choice.
If a business said if you contract COVID, you are legally responsible for all the shit. I'm not covering your insurance either, right? Because that comes out of my pocket. You're not going to get employee benefits, or I'm not going to approve you to get any kind of
whatever choice you have.
You can't,
whatever choice you have.
So you would sign that. I'm just asking.
I would
sign
another job.
So
I would find another job.
Yeah, I gotta.
But you can't. But I'm not paying you unemployment though either. Though I'm not paying unemployment, and you.
Oh no, I don't need. I'll just go get another job. But you ain't got no other choice.
So
I'm saying, as a business owner, you either sign it or you don't.
All right, hey.
But I'm saying that
y'all have
even at that.
Hey, hold on, New York, New York. Hey, I just want to say y'all having a great discussion. Just be mindful that if y'all talking at the same time, because we're on the radio, it just comes across jumble. So MXtra Bodybuilder, y'all having a good back and forth. Try to let each other finish, just so when it comes back in the radio app, it comes back clear. New York, New York, you're up. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that at the end of the day, just the MX's point, at the end of the day, the federal employee or whatever, the contract or whatever, they have that same liability once they sign their waiver, right? I'm just asking for that clarification.
That's what I'm asking.
Once they sign,
I'm asking if they would do that. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm just asking. So if you don't want to take a shot, would you be willing to hold all the liability and sit it in your lap? Would you sign that for all the people who support the fact that I can't fire you?
And at the end of the day, if they do sign that, and then the people that do sign that and they contract COVID and they spread it to the office, would they be still held accountable for spreading that, right?
Yeah.
Or no, because it's
because
under,
you signed
under a clause.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's just my own understanding. Okay. Yeah. I got that. Yeah.
I mean,
so
if I can jump in, y'all talking about.
Pretty sure you can't.
Really, y'all talking about.
I don't know.
I'm gonna get brother Ben. You're right after me. Y'all talking about strong hypotheticals, because even though I'm vaccinated, I can theoretically still spread the virus to other people. So there's really no way that even if we're in a working environment, in the same building, if I'm vaccinated and you're not, there's really no way to tell who's spreading the virus, right? So that liability really can't be applied. If we're just talking about this in theory, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Brother Barry, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it couldn't work like that anyway. When you hire
Speak up, Brother Barry. We can't hear you, man.
I said I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way anyway, because when you hire somebody, you assume liability for that person. So that would enter into a whole other space of, are you going to terminate your entire workforce and bring everybody back as independent contractors, and then only if they sign on this dotted line? Like, I don't even think something like that would even ever be possible. Like, there's no fucking way. But I mean, your code of conduct is your code of conduct. You can't say that if you fuck up, we're not going to cover you. Like, that's just not the way the shit works.
Sister Jade, you want to jump in? Who's eating snacks? Just put your
phone
on mute. Sister Jade, you want to get in here?
Well, I mean, I guess I mentioned it before, like, you know, I teach history, so the laws are important to me. Your rights are important to me.
but my health is also important to me, so I'm not, like, completely ignorant of, you know, where and when certain people, like, really, even to protect their own self, should get vaccinated. But as far as just, there's so many other alternatives. Like, everybody on this phone has mentioned something that, you know, like, well, maybe almost everybody on this phone has mentioned, like, an alternative that could be acceptable. I'm like, I've been on the airplane. Like, that's crazy. So I wish everybody was vaccinated on that plane, but I put on two masks and put a blanket over my head. Like, yo, you do what you do.
But the question is, if you're a business owner, if you're running a business and you say, yo, I don't want to have the chance of my employees spreading COVID at a higher rate because they're unvaccinated. I'd rather all my employees be vaccinated because even though it's not 100%, it's a lot better than having no employees vaccinated and then running through my entire company and decimating my entire company. So now, because of this new pandemic, I'm going to say, yo, if you're not vaccinated, you can't work with me. If you already work with me and you're not going to get the vaccine and you can't prove it, I'm going to fire you. Are you cool with that? Because it's their company.
It's their right. It's their right. So, I mean, I think it the pie goes both ways. So I can't not. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, whatever. That's how they run their business. You want, like, yeah, you want a job. It's not going to keep me from getting the products I need to buy or going out to eat. You know, the thing might be keeping me from going out to eat is them adding on the extra 20% on GP to my bill. But if they fired the last waiter because they wouldn't get vaccinated, I'm safe now. So, nah, I'm good.
Cool. Tighten up. You want to get in there?
I just want to say, you made a point. You said people get vaccinated and they can still contract it and spread it, correct?
Even if you get a shot, there's a chance that you can still spread the virus and especially affect people who aren't vaccinated.
Mm-hmm,
like,
because it's
if two people who are vaccinated in the same room, we pretty much already have the antibody. So, like, if I have the virus in me, even if I spread it to the other person that's vaccinated, they're probably not going to feel any effects. They're probably going to be fine. But if I'm vaccinated and I have the virus in me and I just don't know it because I'm vaccinated and I don't have any symptoms, if you're unvaccinated, I can still transfer to you and you can die because you're not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all a vaccination is supposed to do. A vaccination is not supposed to prevent you from contracting anything. It's supposed to enable your body to successfully win.
Hold on, Brother Bad. Let Tighten Up finish his thought. I just wanted to clarify my statement. Go ahead, Tighten Up.
This is why it's confusing to me because, like, I didn't get it. And I'm against it. Now, my kids, yes. Got them to get it and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, for me, man, look, I'm going to take my chances on just the fact that I got a strong-ass immune system. I smoke enough weed and drink enough liquor. And if that shit don't work, then fuck it. It wasn't meant for it to be. Other than that, I'm not putting no extra shit in my body that you motherfuckers don't know, guessing, somehow think. Nah, I'm good on that. I'd rather take shit that I know. This weed that I'm smoking is a guaranteed high. It's a guaranteed effect that I'm going to be high as shit. This liquor that I'm drinking, that's guaranteed to kill anything that I ate that was not good for me. Oh, it's going to kill all that shit. Hey, I'm good.
Hey. I got so many questions, yo. I got so many questions.
I do too.
Oh my God.
I got questions.
I'm loving my brother Tighten Up. Look, it's all personal choice, but we gotta get out of here, man. We can finish this conversation next week.
We're done.
DJ Shisai doesn't like talking about it because she thinks everyone's gonna die and no one's gonna listen to the comments, but. Look, we can have this conversation next week.
Yeah, tighten up. That's the way to end it. That's the way to end it. Hey, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go for a round table, get everybody's last comments. I appreciate such a good conversation tonight. Somebody called us from South Dakota. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. I know you're on the line listening. I don't know who you are. Please text me if you know me. If you're a random caller, call back in next week. It was just too much going on. There's a couple random numbers that I'm not really sure, so I couldn't get to everybody tonight. It was just a lot of people on tonight. But I definitely appreciate you just hung up, so you're probably upset. But I still appreciate you calling in. I'm going to go down the line, man, and we're going to get out of here. Brother Bear, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Yeah, take your ass to the doctor and get vaccinated.
Are you talking to me or my brother?
Everybody. If you ain't vaccinated, take your natural black ass to the doctor and get the shot. It's not about you. It's about the people around you.
Okay. DJ C-Sire, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Thank you, Brother Bear, one. And I mean, it was still a good conversation. I was avoiding it because it's just something that I'm passionate about. I really feel like we need to let's not believe every far-out crazy conspiracy about when it comes to real lives. It's real people, and we can speculate and pretend and make up a lot of stories about things we don't know everything about, but when you know that our grandmothers, aunts, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and children are dying, and we need to be more serious. We really, really have to see what we are dealing with and do what we can to help our community and everyone else.
Way to bring down the mood. Sister Jade, you up?
Yo, wait. Oh, I'm off mute. Okay. shout out to that lady in the birthday party that they will never forget. Like,
I missed that one. What happened?
What? The lady in the alligator.
Oh, that was the birthday
alligator party? Birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know it was a birthday party. I didn't read any comments.
It was a birthday party.
It was being alligator with some... Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, be confused for a second. I thought somebody was out here doing like a dance out of a cake or something.
Nah, just an alligator.
Okay. Well, definitely appreciate you calling in, cuz. I hope to hear from you next week. All right, so
tighten
up. Anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Absolutely. All right,
good talking to you, tighten up.
There you go.
Body joint, anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Yeah, man, whatever you do, whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, put a mask on your black ass face. Don't bring your black ass outside without a mask on. Wear a mask, man. Don't matter if you just run into the store. And your white, black, whatever, put a mask on. Wear a mask, man. Wear two. Wear a mask.
My man. Who else we got? Ab Extra. What you got, brother?
Man. I just want to leave y'all with this, man. I was on a conference call today. 67% Asian, 50% white, 45% Hispanic, and 40% black. Those are the numbers as of 2016 of August, 2021, of the percentage of total population who has gotten the COVID shot. Why are we always last to shit? Why are we always last? Ask your question that. And shout out to the Negro Olympics show. If y'all haven't seen that video, that shit's hilarious. And I feel like that's the reason why we're bottom, because we do dumb shit like that. But, yo, go get the goddamn shot.
Yo, I sent you that video because we need to do that at your crib. I got to figure out a way to send that video, everybody. But always appreciate it. Glad having you back, man. Congratulations. I don't want to put your business out there, man, but you had a hell of a victory last week, man. Congratulations again, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Blur, what you got?
Congratulations to M Extra on the big win.
shout out to Akiva Goldsman. That's the screenwriter for I Am Legend, who had to come out and tell people, like, yo, relax. It's just a movie. I made it all up. Shit ain't real. y'all playing. She came out and said, like, yo, I made that shit up. Stop using that as a template for what y'all doing in y'all real life. That shit is fake. I made it up. So, yeah, shout out for her for putting that out there. Get back. I mean, get back, wear a mask, do both, keep that shit on. And if you don't, your job shouldn't be able to fire you. Well, if you don't wear a mask, they can fire you. But if you don't get back, they shouldn't be able to fire you. I work for a law firm that represents some of the biggest chicken-producing companies in the world, definitely in the country. If you get your chicken, then you got it for one of my clients. We having that discussion almost every day on what they can mandate to their employees, because these chicken factories, I ain't gonna say they're dropping like flies, but yeah, Corona is in there, and they doing what they can to protect their employees. But yeah, it's a really tight working space, really hard to get people 6 feet apart, really hard to stagger shifts. So yeah, they trying to figure out what they could do and what they can't do. And I'm the most conservative person. And I'm a Democrat. I'm the most conservative person at my law firm. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's really, really hard to get these companies for them to start mandating shit that's not approved by the FDA. So, yeah, don't expect these companies to start being able to start firing people for not getting the vaccine. It's not looking good for that plan of action.
I mean, we're talking about a chicken factory. I would expect chickens to start dropping like flies. Bad joke. New York, what you got?
Look, at the end of the day, protect your. Look, at the end of the day, protect your health, protect your wealth. You know what I mean? Don't stick your fingers in alligator motherfucking entrapments that they ain't backing out from. First of all, second of all, you know what I mean? If you buying the Zaza and the Do-Si-Do off the street and you got shake in the bottom of your bag, you already fucked up. You might as well get the motherfucking vaccine at the end of the day, because that's not FDA approved. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Yeah, just still protect your health, protect your wealth, you know what I mean? And just prosper. Just prosper at the end of the day. That's all I got, B.
Oh, man, it's been a good conversation tonight, man. I wish we had another hour. It's good energy tonight. It's one of the few times DJ C-Sire made it up because y'all pissed her off so bad with y'all ignorant knowledge of the medical profession. But I understand people are scared. Scary times out there. People don't trust the government. I can understand why you don't trust the government, but when it's happened worldwide, I would think that y'all would understand that, like, this ain't like the government. Like, Afghanistan just, like, kicked America's ass. And you know what? Afghanistan probably has a coronavirus problem, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when China and Russia and America can all agree that there's a virus going on that we need vaccines for, it's probably not a government, like, spy serum to make a zombies. And being a zombie ain't that bad. I mean, you don't need a job. You live forever. You get a slow bop. You don't have to really run unless you see some, like, blood. Like, you know what I mean? You could turn other people into zombies. That's pretty dope. You know what I mean? Like, you saw the I Am Legend. I Am Legend. My man headbutted himself through a bulletproof glass. That's pretty dope. I used to have that type of shirt. All right, man. We out till next week. They got no taste buds because they're in the stomach. You put the slow man in the Where are you?